flip when you're beating around it, you call that.
That's the core.
Have you ever heard of taking or cutting up sliced up fruit, letting it dry, and using it, you know, cooking?
Yeah. They don't do it much now because people can freeze things. But my grandmother's talked about drying things, about drying fruit, especially drying fruit up in the mountains. They do, they dry apples a lot up there. I've seen my relatives up there drying apples. And what they used to dry at home a lot were beans and peas to use during the winter.
You ever heard that called anything in particular, any name for the dried fruit? They just call it dried fruit.
Just dried fruit.
Yeah. You ever heard of the term snits?
No.
In reference to that?
No.
You mentioned something about nuts a minute ago, pecans and walnuts. Any particular name for the outside covering for the walnut? You call that, you have to crack
the hull.
The hull.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the type of nut that has the soft covering that'll stain your fingers?
Yeah.
Now that part is the hull.
On a pecan or a pecan,
yeah,
that part is the shuck. And then the hull is the hard part that you crack. As far as a walnut goes, I don't know what that great big outer layering is that you have to scrape off and get down through that sort of pulpy part,
yeah,
before you get down to the hull.
Yeah. I was wondering if you would ever make reference to a walnut shell, just hull.
Just a hull.
This probably doesn't grow around though, so it's a type of nut that you see around Christmas time a lot in stores, kind of a long, oval shaped nut.
Brazil nut?
Ever heard of those called anything else?
Nigratos.
Yeah. What about almonds?
Almonds don't grow at home.
They're available though.
Yeah, you can get them at the grocery store.
This fruit that grows especially well in Florida and California, that's the
orange.
Yeah. And this expression, I might say, well, I had a bowl of oranges on the table this morning, but now they're
gone.
Getting back to vegetables, this rather small red colored root vegetable, kind of hard, has a peppery taste to it, you know. Some people slice it up, put it in green salads.
Onions? No.
Some people call them horse.
Horseradish.
Yeah. Those grow around?
Not that I know of. Some people may do it, but not that I know of.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure this grows around there. A lot of people grow these, great big red vegetable. Slice it up, make a sandwich out of it, put it in a
onions?
Salad.
No. Beets? No.
Some people put sticks down,
Oh, tomatoes.
Yeah.
Tomatoes, yeah.
Do you have the small varieties? Doesn't get much bigger than that.
The cherry tomatoes?
Yeah.
Some people grow them in their yard. Most people, though, who have gardens on their farm may have a hill or two of those, but usually they grow larger tomatoes and sell them in the early summer.
Have you heard that small variety referred to as Tommy Toes?
No.
Another vegetable that you might have for a meal with your meat, you might have meat.
Potatoes.
Different types?
Yeah, Irish potatoes and sweet potatoes.